Welcome, everyone, to tonight's edition of Dead Talk Live. I'm your host, Viz, from Walking Dead Now. Our broadcast every night is simultaneously live-streamed to YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, starting at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time daily. I want to welcome our first-time viewers. We hope you can stay with us for the next hour and participate in our viewer interactive show. And a big thank you to all our regular viewers. I'm glad all of you are here with me tonight. If you haven't already done so, we ask that if you enjoy this program, as well as any of our custom videos, you subscribe to our YouTube channel, which is called Walking Dead Now. For more information on our show, please visit our website located at deadtalklive.com. As always, our producer, Marco, is going to be handling the text chatting, and I will be with you guys, talking to you guys on the air. So how is everyone doing tonight? And I lost my live feed here on Instagram. There we go. Hi, Ismail on Instagram. Hello to Saz. Hello to Hard Productions on YouTube. I see all our normal faces. Hi, it's William on YouTube. I hope everyone is doing very, very well tonight. It is Friday night, May 22nd. This is our 28th episode. Really exciting stuff. For those of you that follow our social media, you would have noticed that we are adding the Daryl Dixon action figure to our trivia contest lineup tonight. And that has stirred up a very positive reaction. As I mentioned yesterday, we are down to the big name characters left. And there are just a few left to debut. And depending on how the trivia goes, we'll determine if I release them every other day, every day. You know, we'll take it on a day-by-day basis as to how we release all the remaining action figures. Hello, Toby on Instagram. How are you doing tonight? Thank you for joining us. Irwin Toby on Instagram. So, yep, that Daryl action figure stirred up a very positive reaction. I also want to mention the Merle video from Hard Productions that I posted on our social media networks, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. He did an amazing tribute to Merle. And Hard Productions, I love the fact that you picked Merle as your tribute. Because, yeah, we've seen about 1,000,001 live tributes. I mean, you know, tributes to Rick Grimes and Daryl and Carol and all the big time names. I love watching tributes to the people that were not so popular on the show. People love to hate just some mean son of a bitches like Merle. So Hard Productions, great job. I was very honored to be able to put that out there for you. And it became hot. I mean, it caught on fire. It caught on fire the moment I posted it on Instagram. I believe it reached 1,000 views in under 20 minutes. I didn't check it just before I went online, but it was huge. So, hey, Summer is joining us on YouTube. How are you doing, Summer? Glad to have you back on our show. Ismail writes, I checked your channel, Hard Production, and it's awesome, but I didn't think the vid with Queen song, Another One Bites the Dust, didn't fit, but your content is beautiful, and so is yours, Saz. Subscribe to you both. That's nice. So Ismail has subscribed both to Saz's channel and Hard Productions channel on YouTube. They both have amazing YouTube channels, and I recommend you guys go and check them out. And I disagree on the song. I love the Another One Bites the Dust from Queen. I think that's an awesome song. I think that's an awesome song, Hard Productions. So, anyway, Yeah, I hope all you guys got to see the Merle video from Hard Productions. If you haven't, it's all over our Insta, all over our social media. Head on over to YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. It's all over. Watch it after the show if you have not already watched it. It's great. It's really great, and everyone loved it. Everyone loved it. Moving on to some different news. We finally have a face to put on Eugene's radio pseudo-girlfriend, Stephanie. Stephanie is going to be played by actress Margot Bingham. And I have a picture of her right here. This is going to be Stephanie. Yep, there you go. And Margot Bingham has quite an impressive resume to her credit. She's done shows like She's Gotta Have It. She's been on ABC's The Family, and she is currently appearing on the drama New Amsterdam. I'm excited to have her join the Walking Dead family, and I think she is a great pick to play Stephanie. I think she is a great pick to play Stephanie from the Commonwealth. Ismail writes, how did you come upon this? It's in the news. I mean, I have no inside source. I don't have an inside source to this. It's on the news. You know, I've set up, you know, very specialized Google alerts to get email to me. And this was brought to my attention by Marco, by the way. Marco is the one, like an hour ago, who brought this to my attention. So, yeah, that's going to be Stephanie. Kenzie Smith 24 is joining us on Instagram. Do you know when The Walking Dead is coming back? Kenzie, unfortunately, no, not yet. No word on the finale. They're just down to video effects. I don't even think the cast knows when the finale is going to air. I'm sure even if it's ready to go right now, they have to get a time scheduled that works with AMC as to when AMC feels, you know, it's proper to air it. And you could damn well bet that AMC is milking this. AMC realizes that, you know, if they hold out just a little bit longer and just let that anticipation build up a little bit more, it just means more viewers. And at the end of the day, more viewers mean more money. And that's what makes this world go round. It's sad for us as fans. It sucks. We're the ones left waiting. But just like everything else in life, it comes down to money. AMC wants to milk this for as much as they can. Now, this is just my opinion. I just want to make that very clear. This is my opinion. AMC is going to take this opportunity, you know, for this finale, and they are going to market the crap out of it. Once they get a date, they're going to give us at least 2 weeks of marketing on this. And they're going to promote the hell out of it. And it is going to be an epic finale. I really, truly believe that. They're going to market the crap out of it. It's going to be... There are more trailers that are going to be released. They're going to do a whole bunch of promotions on it. They're going to... I mean, it's going to be like a little movie upon itself. It's going to be like a season within a season. And it's all going to be in this finale. So... that's my opinion. Killer Guy 004 from Instagram. Hello from Spain. Killer Guy, I believe you are our first viewer from Spain. You know, we've had the majority of Western Europe covered. The UK, France, and I believe you're the first one from Spain. So welcome, Killer Guy 004 from Instagram. Thank you for joining our show. So let's see what else we got. Let's see what else we have. Today, I'm going to be doing things a little bit differently, guys, okay? Normally, I ask a trivia question at the 30-minute mark. Tonight, I'm going to be doing it a little bit differently. Tonight, I'm going to read the trivia question a little bit earlier. First of all, it's an amazingly hard trivia question. I am not going to be surprised one bit if nobody comes up with the answer. And Marco came up with a doozy today. That's right, Ismail. You are from Morocco. You are from Morocco. You're the only viewer from Morocco. Khalid is from Tunisia. That's right, Khalid. You are from Tunisia. You know? So, you know, we've got West North Africa covered. And I'm glad you guys are joining us every night. So, yeah, thanks to Marco. This trivia question, for all you guys out there itching to get Daryl, I am not going to be surprised in the slightest if we don't have a winner tonight. I'm not. That's how hard this question is. Both me and Marco, after he presented me with the question, we always double-check our work. So far, we've only had one screw-up that Summer corrected us on. Thank you, Summer. Thank you, Summer, by the way. But we always double-check our work. And tonight's trivia question is so hard that me and Marco agree that there is that one definite answer. But because it's so hard, and you will see once I get to the question, that we're going to accept three different answers. Okay, we're going to accept three different answers because this question is just so difficult. So, you know what? Let me just go straight to the question right now. I want to give you guys all the opportunity in the world to get this answered and, you know, pick your action figure of choice. I do want to let you guys know, I haven't even told this to Marco yet, I am going to be closing the phone lines about 10 minutes before the show ends tonight, because I want to share something with you guys, and I'm going to be turning off the phone lines. So you guys have up until 10 minutes. So you have up until the 50-minute mark to answer this question. So I'm going to ask it now, so you guys have, you know, as much of an opportunity to get the answer as possible. I want to give you guys as much time as possible. Killer Guy 004 writes, where can we write the answer of the quiz? That's right, Killer. Thank you for, I've been doing this so often, I take it for granted that we get new viewers in here every day. And we do get a lot of new viewers every day. So, Killer Guy, here's how the contest works. Okay? The answer cannot be chatted in. It cannot be chatted in. If you're international like you are, Killer Guy 004 from Spain, since you're international, you have to use the Skype app and just search for our name. It's Walking Dead Now. Open up Skype. Search for our name, Walking Dead Now. We're the only ones with that name. Just add us to your favorites. All you got to do if you have the answer is just push the button. Hey Ghost on YouTube, how you doing? Thank you for joining us tonight. Z-O-R-D Ghost on YouTube is joining us. Kenny TWD, hello on Periscope, on Twitter. Kenny TWD, hello. So, yeah, hey, Carter2121 is joining us. We have a lot of people in here for the Daryl Doll. Hey, Daryl Dixon, how are you doing? A lot of people are coming in for this Daryl action figure. So I'm about to read the question. I'm just giving everybody on how to call in for the answer. If you're inside the United States, you just call the number up on your screen. It's 718-509-9270. You can use any kind of phone you want, just regular calling rates apply inside the United States. If you're outside the United States, you have to use Skype if you want it to be a free call. Use Skype and open up Skype, search for our name, which is Walking Dead Now. I'm going to give you guys, our new time viewers, a minute to do that. If you already have the Skype app, just open it. Search for our name, Walking Dead Now. Add us to your favorites. So all you have to do is just push on our contact to call us in. So I'm going to give you guys another minute. I don't want there to be anybody who didn't have a chance to, all our new viewers who are joining us internationally who don't have our Skype info yet. From the U.S., guys, it's just simple. 718-509-9270. I'm monitoring the phone lines. And like I said, I'm not going to be surprised if we don't have a winner tonight. This is a very difficult question. So, all right. Let's just go ahead. Let's go ahead with this trivia question, okay? I'm giving you guys a lot of background information so you guys know exactly which episode we're talking about. I'm trying to give you as much help as I can. And thank you, the person who's sending us all those loves and hearts on Instagram. Thank you so much. I love those things. I love the little floating hearts on Instagram. Keep those coming. Yeah, there you go. I love them. I think they're awesome. Okay. Kenny, have we played the Walking Dead game before? There's so many of them. I got some recommendations several episodes ago. So, Kenny TWD from Twitter, I am planning on it as soon as I get a free moment. This show and, you know, everything else is consuming every second of my waking moment. Zambika 37, thank you. Zambika, you joined us just in time for the trivia. I'm going to do it a little bit earlier tonight. I'm doing the trivia question a little bit earlier tonight, Zambika, because it's so difficult. And I want to give you guys as much of an opportunity to get the answer right. So let's just go ahead. Okay, we're already 16 minutes into the broadcast. So let's go. Okay, here's the trivia question tonight. Now, going back to one of our previous trivia questions, at the start of All Out War, which is the beginning of Season 8, where Daryl starts taking out the Savior lookouts, the lookouts that he was given where they were by Dwight, that was telling them where Dwight was telling Daryl where Negan has stationed all the lookouts for the sanctuary and so on. So that's the time frame that we're talking about here. Right after Daryl takes out the one in the tree, immediately in the next scene, he takes out a Savior who was having a smoke and sitting on top of a car. After Daryl takes him out, Daryl retrieves his gun and notices the gun has etchings on it. The Savior was keeping a quote-unquote kill count on the barrel of his gun, presumably from human kills, not walker kills. This is the number of humans that the Savior used his gun to kill. What, after you add up those etchings, what was the number of etchings on the barrel of his gun? Now tell me that's not a hard-ass question. All right, Marco. Lady Viz has joined us. Lady Viz on Instagram. Guys, on Instagram, Lady Viz is my wife. So say hello to my wife, who is joining us. Very rare, beautiful moment to actually have her on the show with me. Lady_VIZZ is my wife, who is in the next room. So I want to welcome my wife to the show. And I'm glad that she's listening in. Marco writes, hi, wife. Daryl Dixon writes, hello, Lady Viz. Lady Viz has been tricking me last week, or during this week. She has been coming in and out of the Instagram and YouTube room, and she's been coming in under the radar. I actually talked to her on Instagram, not realizing it was my wife, because she changed her Instagram name and I had forgotten it. She was on YouTube on an account that I created for her. I created this YouTube channel for her, and she snuck into the room, and all she did is just write XOXO, but I totally missed her. But I got you this time, Lady Viz. She says, it's the only way I can talk to my hubs, apparently. Come on. No guilt trips here. You're in the next room. I love you, honey, and thank you for joining us tonight. Daryl Dixon on Instagram is laughing. She knows. I mean, Lady Viz, tell them. I mean, they may not believe me. Tell everybody how time-consuming just getting this show ready every day is. because they need to hear it from somebody who lives with me. And, you know, they know it, like, from the moment I wake up till showtime, and then many hours after showtime, I'm spent just, you know, preparing for this show. Khalid writes, can I repeat the question? Logan Clark is with us. Carter Lawrence is with us on the YouTube. Carter Lawrence writes, this is a hard question. Logan writes, what do you think about George Drake? George Drake, the channel on YouTube? The guy is kick-ass. He's got a huge following. I mean, he's got like one of the biggest Walking Dead YouTube channels out there. I want to be just like him. He's got like one of the biggest YouTube channels out there. So is that who you're referring to? Warlock is with us on YouTube. So Khalid wants me to repeat the question. I'll repeat the question. Khalid, going back to the start of All Out War, when Daryl is taking out the Savior lookouts, right after Daryl takes out the lookout that is stationed on top of that tree, the next one he goes for is for a Savior sitting on top of his car. Daryl takes him out, retrieves his gun, and notices the gun has etchings on it. The Savior was keeping a kill count on the barrel of his gun, presumably human kills, not Walker kills, because he was just one of those sadistic bastards. What was the number of etchings on the barrel of his gun? So how many people did he etch into the barrel of his gun that he took out? Okay. And we have a caller, and it's Saz. Saz from the UK. How are you, Saz?
Hi, I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Good. I'm so glad you called in. Do you actually have an answer for me?
I think so. I'm going to give it a go.
Okay.
Don't ask, don't get, right?
You have nothing to lose. So what's the number?
Is it 43?
God damn, Saz, you are 100% correct.
Yay!
You hit it on the number. We would have accepted 41, 42, or 43. But 43 is the right answer because me and Marco both did the count today. We both looked at it together while we were on the phone. We looked at that number and we counted it. We recounted it. We wanted to make sure that it was correct. We both counted 43. But because some of the lines were a little fuzzy, Summer, I see you calling. Here, let's get Summer on the party chat here. Hey, Summer, are you there?
Hi, I'm here.
Yeah.
Hey, Summer.
Hey, Summer, Saz called in with the right answer minutes before you called in.
Really?
Yes. Yeah, so I wanted to put both you guys on the party line together.
That's awesome.
Awesome. Well, stay on the line with us, Summer. And, you know, you won. You know, you were going to go for the lead if you would have won today. Just out of curiosity, Summer, I don't know if you heard the right answer. What answer were you going to give me?
I didn't. I was going to give you 43.
That was the right answer.
Oh, cool.
Is that just a guess?
Yeah.
Oh, come on. Come on, that is not a guess.
Yeah.
I mean, that's... Yes. Oh, my God. You guys believing this? Wow. Wow, well, that's an amazing guess, Summer. And it was also the correct answer. So stay on the line with us, Summer, because Saz gets to pick out her action figure. And I think I have a good idea who she might go for. So, Saz...
I do, too.
If you're looking at the screen... We still have poor Beth. How is Beth still available?
Oh. I know. I was surprised about that one, actually.
Yeah, we have Beth. We have Gareth. The Governor is also another big one that's still available. And then, of course, the man himself, Daryl Dixon.
Daryl.
So who is your pick, Saz?
Let me think. I think I'm going to have to go for the man himself. Okay. Daryl, please.
Okay, Daryl Dixon. Now, I have seen your room of Walking Dead memorabilia, and if you guys go on YouTube and look at Saz's channel. She has a room that is just dedicated to The Walking Dead. And there's so much stuff in there. It's a 28-minute video.
Okay? I tried to be as quick as possible.
Yeah, it's a 28-minute video, and you guys have to see her room. And it's on her YouTube channel, and you guys have to see it. So let me ask you this, Saz. How many action figures / figurines of Daryl do you currently have before this one?
Oh, that's a question. I haven't counted in a while. I've got a few. I think the main theme is Rick, Daryl, Negan is the main theme in my room.
So Daryl's going to make a nice addition.
Definitely. Thank you ever so much.
Oh, thank you, Saz. Thank you so much, Saz. Thank you so much, Summer. I love it when you guys call
wow,
it. And Summer, I mean, Saz beat you. Saz beat you to it by like 60 seconds.
Really?
I'm yes. sorry, Summer.
Congratulations, Saz.
Thank you.
I'm so glad, Saz, that you won. And while I have you on the phone, Saz, today I got not my entire post office shipping supplies, but I got exactly what I need to start shipping my international shipments. So
brilliant.
Your stuff and all of our international winners from last week, your stuff is going to be packed this Sunday and it's going to be going into the mail on Monday. So that is very cool.
Brilliant. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Saz. I'm a big fan of yours. Thank you so much, Summer, for calling in. I'm a big fan of yours.
Oh, you're welcome.
And I will be talking to you guys again soon. Thank you so much to the both of you.
Definitely. Take care. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. There you go, guys. That was Saz, who was tonight's winner, and Summer. Now, how many of you guys believe that Summer guessed that answer 43? I mean, I'm finding that a little bit hard to swallow. And Ismail on Instagram writes, what can we say? Marco wants to come up with a question that is so hard that no one can find the answer to. Hey, hello, Dith. I'm from Facebook. Thank you for joining us. Hard Productions writes, no way you guessed that, Summer. Hard Productions, also like me, finds that a little bit hard to believe that you guessed that. Logan Clark on Instagram writes, do you think Dwayne is alive? No. Not completely 100% no, but man, I rewatched that episode Clear when Morgan is all insane and Rick Michonne and Carl run into him. And I even posted a video about it and a little commentary about my thoughts on Dwayne. Dwayne was bitten by his walker mom because Morgan did not have it in him to take her out. And Dwayne did not have it in him to take his mom out. So she bit Dwayne. And if you look at while Morgan is tied up by Rick because he's just batshit crazy at the time. And if you see the notes that Morgan wrote on the wall, there's a note that says Dwayne turned. So soon after he was bit, Morgan could not even put him down, you know, then knowing that he was going to turn. And even though he doesn't say, Morgan does not specifically state that he killed Dwayne. All the little clues, all the little stuff that we saw leads us to believe that he did. So is there a chance that he's alive? I'd put it at around 1%. So very, 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 very small chance, you know? So that's my feelings on Dwayne. Hard Productions, in reference to the trivia question, he was thinking 18. Warlock writes, Terminus is not safe because they eat people meat. We're going to get to Terminus in a little bit. Logan Clark on YouTube writes, I think the dude with the disguise in episode 16, season 10, is Dwayne. There's a small possibility. I think it's somebody from the Commonwealth. Khalid writes, she's probably rewatched the episode. I would agree with you, Khalid, but I had to call Marco to give me the timestamp on where that was. So it's not something you can quickly do in 5 or 10 minutes. So I don't think so. Hold on. Daryl Dixon said, I was going to say 4. Daryl Dixon also answers the YouTube question saying that it's not Dwayne. Ismail writes, there is 16 episodes. And Daryl Dixon, I say so. Well, like I said, there's a 1% chance. It's not completely out of the question, Daryl Dixon. There's a 1% chance. He also writes that she Googled it. No, that's the thing, Daryl Dixon. I know a lot of our trivia is Googleable. I tried Googling this, and I couldn't find it. And I've tried a lot of different variations to find the answer to this trivia question. Different search terms in Google. And I couldn't find the answer. Nobody wrote an article about it. Now, I'm sure if I spent hours and hours Googling, there might be some blog or video out there where it's mentioned. But it's not easily, something you can easily find. Khalid on Instagram also writes, or she probably was watching season 8 lately. That's more likely. Mandy M7262 has joined us on Instagram. Thank you for joining us, Mandy. Thank you for joining our little show here. We just gave away Daryl Dixon. Let me bring up the Universal chat so you guys can see what the other are saying. Zaz writes, I'm doing character profiles on my YouTube channel, and this week is Daryl. So I've been looking back from when Daryl started on the show till now, so I've been researching him. Came in handy. It absolutely did, Saz. Absolutely did. Summer writes, looking forward to looking at the Walking Dead room, Saz. Yeah, after the show, Summer, go to Saz's channel and find that link, I don't want Saz to leave us to get the link now. So unless she has it really handy in another window or something, I don't want you to leave us, Saz. So maybe afterwards you can post the link in the comments of this video so people can find it. In fact, that's a great idea. After this show gets processed by YouTube and it gets archived, just put the link into the comments section so everyone who saw this episode can see your room. Carter Lawrence on YouTube writes, do you think Negan will stay with the group? Yes. Yes, Carter, absolutely. I think Negan will stay with the group. Negan has become a big character, and he's only going to get bigger. Logan Clark writes, why would he leave? Summer Springer, guess that number from a blurred screen. Huh, she's laughing. Khalid saying that you were probably, she's watching season 8 lately, Daryl Dixon. She heard Saz said it before she called. That's possible. Mandy M is saying hello back. Hello, Mandy. He's waving at us. Zambika37 on Instagram writes, Negan has changed. Negan has changed. We're seeing the real Negan. We're seeing the Negan that his wife Lucille, before the apocalypse, probably was the Negan that she married. And not the a-hole that he became with the Saviors. I think this is the real Negan. And as we can see, he's let his guard down. He's a very emotional man. He's got a lot of feelings. So Logan Clark on YouTube writes, do you think Heath will be in the Rick movies? In my opinion, yes. I think Heath will be in the Rick movies. Heath is just one of those little things that has been dangling out there for many seasons now. He got separated from Tara on that bridge before she was found by Oceanside, and he just disappeared. He disappeared off the face of the earth. And not only that, nobody's talked about him. None of the characters have talked about him. They just assumed he's dead. Saschik writes, the unanswered question, where's Heath? My guess is that somewhere along the line, he came across the CRM, and he's going to be there. He's going to be there with Rick in the movies. And Logan Clark writes on YouTube, did Jadis actually have his RV? I don't think so. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't think so. Hard Production writes, you probably forgot about him. I kind of did. I never forgot about Heath. Zambika writes, yep, Negan has changed. Daryl Dixon writes, hopefully MandyM7262 on Instagram writes, now, I don't want to punch him in the face when we see him laughing out loud. So, yeah, he's very much changed for the better. Absolutely agree, Mandy. Absolutely agree. I love Negan. Negan is one of my top characters now. And yeah, you know, back in season 7, I wanted somebody to put a bullet right between his eyes. I wanted Negan, and both the governor too, to suffer the death that Noah suffered. You know, if you remember Noah being torn apart, you know, behind those revolving doors. So I hated Negan and the governor so much, I wanted them both to suffer Noah's death. They deserved it. But I'm glad Negan didn't die. I love him right now. He's one of my favorites. I'm glad he's with him. He's with us. Mandy M7262 on Instagram also writes, love him now. Yeah, but we didn't all love him both when they were both horrible. Absolutely. Absolutely horrible. Daryl Dixon writes, what do you think Maggie will do when she returns seeing Negan free? Well, she can't do shit. She can't do shit. Will she be pissed? Well, hopefully somebody will have a sit-down with her. Alik Antunes on Instagram has given us big, happy, smiley, love faces. Welcome, Alik. You know, yeah, hopefully Maggie has changed. She let go of that hate a little bit. You know, that's what we can hope for. She hasn't just been roaming the countryside with Georgie, you know, distributing old records and so on. So hopefully Maggie has changed for the better as well. We hope that she's still that strong character that she became after she lost Glenn, that leader that she formed into. But we hope she's a lot wiser now. We really hope that she's a lot wiser now. So Logan Clark writes, I don't know why they killed off Noah. I like this character. Me too. Me too. And he died such a horrible death. Carter Lawrence writes, do you think the deaf girl can't think of her name? Her name is Connie. Do you think she is dead? No. No, her name is Connie. She was trapped with Magna in that cave because Carol was not thinking. Got those two trapped. Magna made her way out. We've seen Magna back. She told us a story about how Magna and Connie got separated when they got mixed in with the herd. They all think that, just like Heath, they're assuming that Connie is probably dead as well. I know the actress that is playing Connie was doing another project, and they're probably giving her time to complete that. She's gonna be back. I don't know if she's gonna be back in the finale or if we're not gonna see her again until next year. But we have to be realistic here, guys. Daryl needs a love interest on this show. It's been 10 years, 10 seasons for us, 17 years in the zombie apocalypse. And Daryl has been just so wrapped up in trying to keep everyone safe and alive. He has not had a love interest. We all thought in the beginning that maybe him and Carol were going to hook up. I'm glad they didn't. I like them much better as best friends. But Daryl needs a love interest. Everyone else on this show is hooked up, except Daryl. So Connie and Daryl, I think, are great together. Zaz writes, I've always seen Daryl and Carol as friends. Absolutely. I think it would have been a big mistake for the writers to turn Daryl and Carol's relationship into anything more than just friendship. Zambika writes, Daryl does need a girl. Mandy writes, no, I think it would change him too much. Come on. You know, we saw in the beginning of this current season, he does care about Connie a lot. And that's referenced because he had a book in his back pocket of learning how to sign language. I mean, what more does a girl need to see than a guy going that extra mile to communicate with you? So I'm sure Connie's picked up on that as well. And I know Connie has feelings for Daryl. We know Daryl has feelings for Connie. I really do believe that we're going to finally get to see Daryl hook up. He deserves it. He deserves to be happy. Logan Clark writes, he already has a love interest. Dog. We haven't seen Dog in a while. And right, Carter Lawrence writes, do you think Daryl's dog is dead? No, but we haven't seen him. We haven't seen Dog in a while. I miss Dog. I love that scene with Daryl and Connie when they're out scouting for Henry. And Daryl gives Dog a command. And Dog does something in favor of Connie. And Daryl, you know, turns to Dog and says, bad dog, bad dog. That was hysterical. Sazchick writes, Dog was at the tower. Okay, I missed him. So there you go, guys. Saz is letting us know that Dog was at the tower in this last episode that we saw, episode 15. So good, Dog is alive. Thank God. Daryl Dixon also writes the same thing on Instagram. Dog was in the tower. So thank you, guys. Zambika 37, please stay with us. Zambika, stay. I wanna talk to you guys. I've reserved the last couple of minutes to talk with you guys, Zambika. And I know you're a huge viewer. You're a loyal viewer of ours. I'm not gonna force you to stay, but if you wanna stay, I have a special message for you guys in about 8 minutes or so. But I don't want to force you to stay, Zambika, if you have to go. Thank you for joining us so much. I really appreciate you being with us tonight, as you are every night. You are truly one of our loyal, dedicated fans. So, you know, the headline for tonight's show was going to be about Terminus. And Marco really brought up some really amazing questions about the Terminus people. Terminus, you know, the season 6 premiere of Terminus is one of my favorite premieres, along with season 8. Condon.ij, hey, how you doing? Thank you for joining us, Condon, on Instagram. So going back to Terminus, I know Marco has said that the season 6 premiere with Terminus is his favorite Walking Dead premiere. It's one of my favorites too, along with the start of All Out War. And Marco just had some really, you know, interesting questions. We really did not get a whole lot of information about the background of Terminus. Khalid writes, you mean the human flesh eaters? Yeah, the human flesh eaters. Terminus. It was season 5, Marco? Okay, season 5. I got the seasons mixed up. You're right. The prison fell in the mid-season finale of season 4. They spent the next half season of season 4 making it to Terminus. And then season 5 was Terminus and Carol coming in like Rambo and saving their ass. Yep, Ismail writes, yeah, they were effing with the wrong people. I love that line. I put that in my famous quotes video. I love it. But anyway, going back to what Marco, you know, what me and Marco was talking about, we were talking about what made the Terminus people who they were, okay? Gareth has said that they were not always like this. All the signs that they put up along the rail tracks, they were honest. They were legit. They were not put there as traps. They wanted to give people a safe haven. They wanted to give people a safe place to come to. they saw the advantage in numbers. But what we definitely, what we do find out is that at some point, Condon, we're already done with the, are you asking about the trivia question? We already did the trivia question. It was a uber hard question that Sass Chick on YouTube won. It was in regards to the number of etchings on a barrel of a gun in the season 8 premiere. You can watch it back on the replay, but it was an uber hard question that Sass Chick on YouTube won. So what are we talking about, Daryl Dixon? Well, we're talking about Terminus. And the little information that we were given about the Terminus people in the form of flashbacks. Hard Productions on YouTube writes, speaking of Terminus, Dale got Bob's death in the comics. So if they followed the comic material closer, we could have had Dale in season 5. Yeah, that is true. That is true. Summer Springer writes, Eugene got some before Daryl. Poor Daryl. He's going to hook up. You know, it took them 10 seasons. They just had to find the right girl for him. That's all. They just had to find the right girl for him. So going back to Terminus, we just saw briefly some flashbacks about them. And they were letting people in. They were a safe haven, but they got overrun. And the people that overtook them jailed them. They kept them, they treated them like crap. They were their prisoners. In one way or another, where we don't know how it happens, this is not revealed to us, the Terminus people get control back of Terminus. And Chronic Betch, hello from Florida. Hey, Chronic, thank you for joining us on Instagram. Thank you so much, Chronic underscore Betch from Instagram. So the Terminus people got Terminus back from the people that overtook them. They killed them. I think that was said. And from that point on, there's a big part of the backstory missing where they decided to become cannibals. Chronic writes, hey, love y'all. Hey, we love you too, Chronic. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for joining us. So, yeah, at some point they became cannibals. That is not explained to us in much detail. I guess that experience, that little flashbacks that we saw of Gareth and I believe it was his mom being caged in the rail cars, them, the women being raped. The women were being raped. The men were being beaten. They were killing them. Somehow Gareth, they overtook them and they killed them. And besides that, that we just saw in some brief flashbacks, we don't have much background info beyond that. And as a fan myself, you know, I loved the whole Terminus storyline. I was very surprised that Gareth was only there for like 3 episodes. They had built him up at the end of season 4 that this is going to be a big thing. And the premiere of season 5 was just absolutely amazing. It was phenomenal. But it was over so quickly. You know, the episode started out with them being lined up in front of that bathtub, getting their throats sliced, which, by the way, I don't know if you guys know this, I mentioned this in prior episodes, the person that was first in line that got his throat slit is the actor that played Penguin on the TV show Gotham. He was Penguin. And I actually have a lot, I want to ask you guys this one question. Rick got an item back from Terminus that he gave away in the prior season. It was an item that belonged to him. Does anyone quickly have the answer to that question through chat? You don't have to call it in. This is not part of the trivia. But who knows what item Rick got back that he gave away at the end of his watch. There you go, Hart Productions. There you go. Hart Productions got it right. He got his watch back. I also believe Daryl got his crossbow that was taken away from him as well. When they were first captured, they all got their stuff back. But yeah, his watch. Rick gave his watch to that guy who was Penguin on Gotham. And they saw each other. They locked eyes when they were lined up, gagged, getting ready to get their throat slit. They locked eyes and they recognized each other. Rick gave his watch to him in the prior season, so he knew exactly when to meet back up at the house so they could bring him back to Alexandria. It was him and his girlfriend. His girlfriend ended up dying, turning, and Penguin disappeared until we see him in the beginning of season 5. So Marco writes, I think his character name was Sam. It could be. Yep, thanks to Carol. That's right, Chronic. Thanks to Carol. Carol has saved her ass so many times. So many times. Anyway, guys, I want to talk to you guys tonight. We're going to go off topic here from The Walking Dead. I really like you guys to stay with me for these final moments. I want to share something with you. Something personal, you know, it's in regards to this show and us. And I would love for you guys to listen up. Now, this is our 28th episode. And in just a few short days, we will have been on the air every day for a full month. As our show has been progressing, I have been honored and moved by the number of people who have been reaching out to me and sharing how much this show has made an impact on their lives, whether it being a nice distraction from everyday life, all the way to finding a place where they feel they belong. I have mentioned this many times before, I really do consider all of us to be like a family in here. From our regular viewers to all the new viewers that are joining us every single day, and our viewership is growing quickly every day. I start and end this show by saying thank you to each and every one of you who's tuning in. Besides it being the socially appropriate and the right thing to say and do, saying thank you to all of you has a much deeper meaning and a very personal meaning to me, and I want to explain why. For nearly the entire year of 2019, I was overwhelmed by a very severe case of OCD. OCD is an anxiety-based disorder, and it varies from person to person. There's a lot of misinformation out there about OCD. It's a term that is used sometimes against people who might be sticklers to being on time or keeping things neat, but that is completely inaccurate. That's not what OCD is. The true meaning of OCD is best defined as a person who is having intrusive thoughts, irrational thoughts. But no matter how hard that person tries to push those thoughts to the side or push them completely out of their mind, it becomes all-consuming. For some people, it is the need to constantly wash their hands, and for others, it's repetitive behavior. My OCD was centered around not being able to complete a very menial day-to-day task and have me feel confident that whatever that task was, that I did it correctly and I could move on to the next thing. I named it getting stuck. I would get stuck throughout the day. I was also overcome with irrational thoughts, such as the house catching on fire, or, you know, spontaneous combustion, and so on. And even though that rational part of my brain knew these were irrational thoughts, they were way too powerful for me to overcome. I had spent 44 years of my life not feeling this way. And for this to hit me and knowing that this is not normal was just tearing me apart. Now, I spent the majority of that year, last year, with the mindset that I got myself into this and I was determined to get myself out of it without any help whatsoever. Besides my wife and children, I had pushed everyone else in my life out, including my brother Marco and my mother. They knew what was going on, but I kept it a secret from everyone else because I was ashamed. I felt like I was a shell of a man that I once was. Every minute of every day was hell on earth, and it took everything I had to make it from 1 minute just to the next minute. My wife was begging me to get help, and when I finally realized that I wasn't going to be able to fix this myself, I did seek out professional help. And with the support of my wife and my entire family, I was able to come back to 60% of my old self. But I plateaued. I was stuck at that 60% mark. I realized that was because I'm a 45-year-old man dealing with a back injury. I can't work. My children were not babies anymore. They don't need constant monitoring. And I had no purpose in my life. Nothing to look forward to. Through some amazing chain of events, I had this Instagram account that had become very popular over the years. And before I knew it, I decided to try to do a live show. And that has brought us to where we are today. You guys have brought me back all the way. It is because of you guys that I wake up every day now full of excitement and just the pure wonder of what today is going to bring. With the love and support of my family, and all of you who are listening and watching this right now, I have made a full recovery, but I'm happy to say I'm not back to the person that I was before. No. I am back as a much better person for going through what I went through and coming through on the other side. So when I say thank you to all of our viewers and listeners, for me personally, there is no deeper meaning for that term. And as I close out each show with the term stay walking, besides it being a nice reference to The Walking Dead, its true meaning, no matter how dark of a place you might be in at the moment, you have to keep moving forward. Never give up. As difficult as it is to sometimes see the light at the end of the tunnel, there is light at the end of the tunnel. And things will get better. You guys saved my life. And I don't mean that metaphorically either. So till tomorrow, guys, stay walking.